Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And when we get a new single from Wonk Unit, Tony, what do?
Play it.
Things were going so well until you asked me for guest list, and I said sorry. I don't speak English. Je m'appelle Alex. Do I look rich? Do I look rich? And I would love to indulge your ego, but suddenly you appear dead to me. And I would love to indulge your ego, but suddenly you appear dead to me.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Wonk Unit and a new free download called Je M'appelle Alex. We'll talk about them in just a second. Wonk Unit from South London, Tony.
Right, okay.
Except that they are now affiliated with, signed to, etc., 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 our good friends TNS, based in Manchester. What I want to know is, though, Tony, what is Wonk Unit's website?
Wonkunit.com?
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. I think this is the feature track of a new album that's not out yet, I think, anyway. But I'm very much looking forward to it. I haven't heard from Wonk Unit in a while, although we will have news about Wonkfest in the coming weeks, I'm sure. And also, it's perfect, isn't it? Because a band that we got mates with years ago and a record label that we got mates with a year ago are once again now working together. It's weird how these things work out, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Perfect
it
union.
Is, I'm very happy. And I like the sentiment of that track as well. Well done, and hello to the mighty Cougar, a.k.a. Alex, hence the title track, Je M'appelle Alex, where he bemoans the fact that as soon as you find out your mate's doing a gig, what do? Try and get on the guest list. Really, really annoying. In fact, Adam Ant actually wrote a song that it was a B-side called Friends that dealt with a very, very similar issue. And in fact, Eels did a song called Guest List, didn't they?
I don't know, no, I've not heard that one.
Yeah, I think it was Eels. Didn't like it very much. Anyway, doesn't matter. Point is, you're winning.
Hey.
I haven't got much listening material this week. If you've got a joke or a poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what I'd like. However, I do have a joke myself that I was reminded of this week. Someone told me a long time ago and I really, really liked it. And I don't think I've told it on the show before, but anyway, and if I did this last week, please do stop me, because I have only just remembered about it. I've been busy a few days. I can't remember what I've been doing. Anyway, I know I'm sounding increasingly like Ronnie Corbett here. Anyway, the producer. So there's this street urchin type kid, you know, one of those poor lads.
Oh yeah,
which we'll be getting a lot more of in the next 5 years, thanks to the new Tory administration getting that in early. And he's walking along the street in his rags, probably hasn't eaten for days, got no shoes on, that sort of thing, making his socks ever so wet. He keeps jumping in puddles, the little scamp. When this wonderful, beautiful car pulls up alongside him, and the chauffeur gets out, opens the back doors, and this incredibly rich-looking millionaire-type guy steps out in beautiful, shiny patent leather shoes and a wonderful suit, probably of Savile Row, and I imagine he had a very expensive hat on, Tony. Mm. He basically looks very, very expensive, and the little lad goes, "Oi, mister, how do you get so rich?" And the bloke leans down and he goes, "Well, sonny, many years ago, a farmer who had an orchard saw me and he gave me an apple. And I went to the market and I sold that apple for enough money to go back to the farmers the next day and buy two apples. And I took those two apples to the market the next day and I sold them for enough money to buy four apples. And then I went back to the farmers and I gave him the four apples and I got eight apples. So anyway, it goes and goes on. He said, and then I got 16 apples, and so it went on. And then, and the little boy said, and then what? He said, and then I won the lottery. Kind of messed that joke up a bit, but I just find it very funny. That is the reality of modern Britain, basically, that no one's interested in hard work, they're all interested in a quick fix. Look at me getting all political in the first bit about a silly joke. Anyway, I'm going to crack on with the next song, so do that. If you think you can do better than that, do email me, by the way, you can. Next up this week, new release from a band who have, I'm not sure, relatively recently signed to Dirty Water Records, but we've certainly had something of a relationship with Atomic Suplex for many years, in that I think we played a track by them years ago and then never heard from them again, going back to our MySpace days, mister.
Wow.
And then they kept being on at 12 Bar and various things, and you've read them out a few times. I've gone, oh, that's Atomic Suplex. Anyway, they've got a new album out, and it's via Dirty Water Records. Here's another example of a label that we're really good mates with and a band we really like getting together. It's brilliant. Anyway, this album is great. It's nuts. It's rock and roll, Jim, but not as we know it. What I want to know is, what is Atomic Suplex's website?
AtomicSuplex.com.
AtomicSuplex.co.uk. Phew. Mm. Paul in step one, Tony one. This is me. This is one man party. Who am I trying to kid?
When I say I'm a dick, you best believe I'm a dick. D-I-K.
Nozzle.
I'm a devil. I know you got a soul to give. Well, I
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the amazing Royal Crowns, or the amazing Crowns as they are now, or something like that. I'm getting very, very confused. Anyway, they're from Providence, Rhode Island. I forgot to say before, Atomic Suplex will be playing two songs in a row there. But we have done. Get used to it. If they're from Providence, Rhode Island, I wonder whether they know the Frenzy of Tongs, who are also from Providence, Rhode Island.
Ah.
Yeah, who knows? Track Do the Devil. They originated in 1993, be going a long time. I'm afraid I don't know when the album that was from came out, as my mate Bard introduced me to the band only a few weeks ago, and so I'm treating them as a new band even though they're not. And anyway, hello to the Amazing Crowns, as I believe they're called now.
Right.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Amazing Crowns.
No, facebook.com/ Amazing Royal Crowns. Again, bound to be confusion there, but anyway, facebook.com/ Amazing Royal Crowns, Paulie B and the internet, 2, Tony, 1. And a little joke that I thought of just after I'd introduced Atomic Suplex's One Man Party, which is when I said, this is about me, this is One Man Party. What I should have said was, this is about the Liberal Democrats. Is One Man Party, because we are political this week. We'll be talking about that in a minute. Anyway, the Amazing Royal Crowns, or the Amazing Crowns, or Amazing Crowns. Check them out, because that is really good rock and roll rockabilly, really good car music. I know that, because I've been listening to them in the car. There you go. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I don't.
That means it's not time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Still, I wanted to play it.
Excellent.
So what should everyone be doing then?
Yeah, please do leave us a Facebook comment. It's very easy to do, and a few of you, I should imagine, probably are on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/ Punky Radio, like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. You can follow us, you can do whatever you want, but do visit us, let us know, give us some feedback. What did you like, what didn't you like, what songs did you like, any bands you like, anything really, or just post some bollocks, whatever. Just post
it. If in doubt. Just post the bollocks. So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Because don't think just because you're not sending us anything in, we're not going to play that twice. So should we talk about politics later on, Tony, or do you want to deal with it now?
We can do it later on if you like. I think it might come up in the later section.
Do you? Well, in that case, then, we'll leave it to later. Oh, the intrigue, Tony. Ooh. The games you play. I'm pleased about this, because I really want to get on with this next song, because The Moths, man, I'm absolutely loving them. They brought out an album last year called Gary's Punk for Boys. We're running out of tracks to play off it, and The Mobs, if you're listening, can you very soon bring out another album, can we, so we can play more stuff? I absolutely love them. Every time I listen to a track, it makes me smile. Makes me bop around the room. It's proper British rock and roll. That's what I call it. British garage rock and roll. Very, very English rock and roll. And I am hoping that we can book them for my mate's pub that's only down the road from where they're from. If you're listening, The Mobs, it's called The Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer. Let me know if you fancy doing it. I just love them. And here's another cheeky number from them. But Tony, what is The Mobs' website?
TheMobs.co.uk?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet 2, and this is The Brilliant One Erotic Thought.
I graze my knee, scrambling up a tree. There is no room, necessarily, for my naughty thought. My erotic thought. My erotic thought. Naughty, naughty thought. My naughty, naughty thought. My erotic thought. I must please allow me one erotic thought. I am Robin Hood. I am Bigglesworth. I am Tintin. All on my own turf. But my naughty thought, my erotic thought, my erotic thought, naughty naughty thought, my naughty naughty thought, my erotic thought. I'm not so please allow me one erotic thought. Let's go somewhere and fuck the dreaded mind police up. We must commit sex crimes explicit for my naughty thought. My erotic thought. My erotic thought. Naughty, naughty thought. My naughty, naughty thought. My erotic thought. My erotic thought. Please allow me one erotic thought. My erotic thought. Naughty, naughty thought. My naughty, naughty thought. My erotic thought. My erotic thought. Please allow me one erotic thought.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Mobs. I feel like just playing them every week, and I might just start playing their songs on a loop. So now it's time for The Mobs. I love them. If there are any bands that you would like to hear that you haven't done in a while, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email. Will you play some of this?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Just anything, really. Right, there's something going on here because I've got my phone turned on silent, right, and someone just keeps sending me messages. Anyway, don't matter. I'll put it under a cushion.
Put it under a cushion?
Yeah, if in doubt. That's how I deal with technology.
Yeah. Don't put it on the microphone.
That can stop it vibrating on my leg and putting me off the old game here.
Although they do say if you put it in a microwave, it can't, the signal can't get through to it because it's the microwave, the barrier of the microwave stops.
Sorry, I'm not trying to cook it.
No, but it will stop the signal getting through to the phone.
Is the microwave on?
I don't know. Yeah, just inside the box because the protective thing of the microwave stops the phone signal getting through.
Is that right?
I believe so because it's the same microwaves. It's the same thing.
You're like amazing.
Some would say boring, and
you're like amazing. That's unbelievable. Well, so there you go. More infotainment on Punky Radio next week when we find out that if you put your shoe in the oven, you go back in time. Right.
Also true.
I'm sure it is. Right. So anyway, did you do anything last week?
No, didn't do anything in the end. I'm reached the end of my project, so I've got like go live hovering, so I'm just it's very heavy work related at the minute, so I'm not getting a chance to do much of anything.
But does that mean that once that's done you're going to have playtime?
Yeah, I think that's going to be what I'm going to call June.
Does it? Are you going to call June Playtime from now on? That's
hopefully brilliant. We'll have a holiday and
I might start calling June Playtime. I mean, what day is it? It's Playtime the 5th.
That's right.
I love Playtime. Sorry, yeah. All right, so basically you didn't do anything because you've been working.
Yeah.
I had my shows last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it being election week, just after the bank holiday, proved to be a terrible idea because I had low audiences each night. However, they saw brilliant shows thanks to everyone who did make the effort to come down. I made the mistake a lot of other people did last Thursday, Tony, and that is I stayed up all night watching the election to find out who was going to win it first. And it got to about 3 o'clock and I thought, oh, sod this. So I went to bed before anything had really happened. By the time I woke up the next day, the Tories were back in power and the Labour leader, the UKIP leader and the Lib Dem leader had all resigned. And I'd slept through it, so everyone heard about it before I did. So in 5 years' time when there's an election, if I'm still alive, and frankly I doubt it, judging by the way I live, first of all, I'll just turn 50, so it'll be a landmark for me.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it'll be the Punky Radio 15th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, I can't remember the point I was making. Oh, okay. If I am alive, I'm just going to go to bed.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, well, yeah. You just wait till the exit polls come in 1 minute past 10 o'clock and then just bugger it off.
Yeah, that's right, but I can't trust exit polls.
Basically,
anyone from Eastern Europe who wants to kill themselves is no friend of mine.
Yeah.
Anyway, up. I don't know about you, mate, but it didn't really go the way I'd hoped or planned.
I think it's safe to say it didn't go the way I hoped.
Basically, Punky Radio is stuck with the Tories for another 5 years. I'm not happy about that, but then hey, thanks to these fixed terms, I believe we moaned about 5 years ago when they came in without the general public having a say on whether a government should get fixed terms or not. We're stuck with them for 5 years.
Yeah, but at least last time we had the knowledge that they weren't really voted in, they didn't get a majority, so it's, it felt a bit bad, but now the actual country's voted them in.
Well,
convincingly,
yeah, but they have sort of got in by default as well.
There is that.
Because they wouldn't have got in if the Liberal Democrats hadn't been so rubbish. I'm standing by that, by the way. If the Lib Dems hadn't been so rubbish in coalition in their thirst for power, not done anything to hold the Tories in check, really. A lot of those seats that the Tories gained were from Liberal Democrats.
Yeah, they were.
And also a lot of the seats they gained were from useless Labour with their useless former leader Ed Miliband, who no one could take seriously, even within the Labour Party.
Labour lost it. Quite a few seats they should have won, but they just didn't.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
So that's what I'm basically saying. The Tories didn't win it. Everyone else lost it.
Yes, you're right.
And the Scottish didn't help.
No, but it didn't help. Didn't affect anything either, did it?
Yeah, it did, because Labour lost a load of seats in Scotland.
Yeah, but if you had Labour plus Scottish seats, it still wasn't enough, was it?
Well, aren't you, Mr. Happy Days? It's like there's nothing I say that can make this right, is there, Tony?
There's nothing anyone can say that can make it right.
Just accept it, Paul.
Unless we get a fourth political leader to resign, which I don't think is going to happen.
Yeah, it is a shame, isn't it? I wish we could get some expose on him. I might dress up as a sexy Tory, infiltrate government and get off with him.
Sexy Tory?
Yeah,
I'm going to dress up. That don't belong together.
That's what I do. I'm going to dress up as a sexy Tory. I'm going to infiltrate government and I'm going to get off with David Cameron, right, and do a selfie with him, right, and then I'm going to send it to the papers, and then even though I'll look quite bad, he might resign.
Right. It's a long-term political plan.
It is. I reckon that would take 5 years one day, so it might not be worth it. Anyway, I've gassed for too long here. Let's play From the Vault, shall we?
Okay.
This is brilliant. Our new From the Vaults feature. I'm loving it. I get to play a song we haven't played for years. And this year, from their album Psychobilly, let's talk about it after we've heard this. This is, right, I will say one thing. This song has got, in my opinion, the best first verse of any song ever. This is The Meteors. This is King Vlad.
Years ago, he ruled his world with a fist.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Meteors and a track called King Blad, and that first verse with the fourth line, and he didn't fuck about. Oh no. I just love it. I absolutely love it. And it's a real beer hall song, that. You can imagine people in a beer hall singing it. That's obvious, isn't it? Mm. You can imagine people thumping their steins on the... Have you ever thumped your stein on a table, Tony?
Not lately.
I imagine people thump their steins on a table when they're listening to that. It'd be froth everywhere. If I thump my stein, it always results in froth.
Exactly. Otherwise, you get it wrong.
Yeah. What's the Meteors favourite page?
Facebook.com/Meteors.
Facebook.com/TheMeteorsOfficial. Mm. Paulie Bean Internet 3, Tony 2. Do you have any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
I'm loving it this week, can you tell? Can you hear the smiling in my voice?
There's a certain spring in your step.
There is, isn't there? Who'd have thunk it with all that?
Who'd have thunk it with all them Tories
and that? Anyway, go on, let's hear it then.
Okay, so yeah, 12 Bar is where it was last week. There's nothing on Friday, surprisingly enough, and Sunday is an open mic night. So I'm going to do Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, bit of break with tradition.
Christ on a bike!
I know. Wednesday night, the 13th. Tomorrow, as we record this, so hopefully, you know, if you listen to this on Wednesday, get there tonight. The Jet Pilots, Courage Club, Interkid. It's a Rumble Pack Presents night. It's a local London-based bands night.
Wow.
So it's midweek, it's a Wednesday, anything could happen. How much that is?
£3.
Free entry.
That's what I said, £3. Free entry, is it? Brilliant. Yeah. Well, no excuses, North London types, get down there.
Exactly. Thursday night, Eugene Ripper, Hungry Dog Brand, and Alan Bunton. It's, does anything more than that, actually. How much that is?
Oh, man. £5.
It is a fiver.
Oh.
Thursday evening, £5. Finally, Saturday night, 101% Pantera, Fire-Eyed, and a DJ. So it's obviously a Pantera cover band. How much do you think that is?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go with the usual Saturday night price of £6.
It is £6. I would have thought it might be more.
Yeah, I thought of it. But anyway, that's brilliant. So it's 56. Never heard of the beast.
Nope.
305 houses down.
Lives in ignorance.
Probably lives in another town. Yeah. It's a long street. He lives in ignorance of the devil. What a wonderful world to be. I said that with a high voice. So anyway, that concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Beautiful.
And thank you very much to Katie Boyle for singing that for us. You have to listen to last week's show to understand that. Right, what we're doing here, I'll tell you what we're doing here. We're playing The Satisfactors, Tony. That's what we're doing.
Cool.
I'm going to ask you about them after you've heard this. This band rock. They are a New Jersey supergroup. This is that kind of greasy, dirty, medium... I say medium pace, isn't really fair. Greasy, dirty, high-octane, bluesy rock and roll that only the Americans can really, really pull off. Here's proof of this with the supergroup in question. The Satisfactors. We'll find out about... I've run out of words.
Okay.
I've had it with you.
We don't touch and we don't talk. There's a door, take a walk. Pack your bags on a one-way trip. Your best meal was my last kiss. Don't give me
You're listening to the Guanabats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And my apologies to the Satisfactors for that hospital job of an introduction there. But I just suddenly, my mind went blank and I was going, oh, I'm sure there were some interesting things I was going to say about them, but I ran out of words. Absolutely brilliant. Do you know what? I bet they're really good live in a big venue.
Mm.
A lot of the bands we play suit really small venues, but I reckon the Satisfactors could rock out a stadium and you'd be like half a mile back and you'd still be having a great time. That's what I reckon. Mm. Do you think they'll use that as a quote?
Yeah, I think they should.
No, they probably won't. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Satisfactors.
Might be, except I've cut and pasted the meteors, so I've got no idea.
Huh.
I've managed to do the same thing. I've really messed up the Satisfactors here. You know what? I'm going to go online now, and I'm going to find out, all right?
Okay.
All right, let's see if I can't just find this, because I feel I've let us all down here. Right. Let's see, we won't do their Facebook page, we'll do their website, all right? I know this now. Right, what is the Satisfactors website?
Satisfactors.com.
It is! It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and you've got to guess that. Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 3. Right, are you doing anything this week?
No.
Me neither. Right, so let's get on with two songs in a row, shall we?
Excellent.
Because I've got nothing to say, I'm not doing anything this week. Well, I will be. I'll be going up to my mate Steve's pub at the weekend and no doubt hanging about. Maybe going to hell to see an angel. Who knows? Seems to be something I've been doing quite a lot recently. Steve's pub's lovely, by the way. If you're in the Burton Latimer area, just south of Kettering, I'll be up there Friday night. Why not come in and say hi? He plays good music. I
should
know.
Did you break in your new bed? Is it all right?
Oh, well, yeah. Well remembered. I managed to put it together.
Okay.
That's the most amazing thing.
Did you manage to sleep in it?
Well, only sort of. Because I managed to put it together. And then I got all the bedding on. And then I got the pillows on. But I'm going to sound like the princess and the pea here, Tony. Mm. I was a bit tight and I bought four pillows, but I bought them from B&M Bargains, and I bought those really cheap pillows that basically are the opposite of memory foam, whereby every time you bang your head on them, they bounce it back up again.
All right, okay.
Yeah, those. So yeah, basically, yeah. I had a lovely comfy bed that I put together, myself, and then I basically went to sleep on a head trampoline and was woken up every 30 seconds every time my head hit the pillow again. So I need to get some better pillows, basically. If you've had trouble with cheap pillows, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email. I've had trouble with cheap pillows.
Type your head trampoline.
Yeah, it was a false economy, Tony.
Ah.
So when I go there on Friday, I'm going to invest in two good pillows, because I reckon two boingy ones with two good ones on top will be all right.
Right.
I can tell you're fascinated by this, and I will report back next week, okay, if you remind me. I should think all those people out there in Punky Radio Land, they won't be able to control themselves. They'll be so desperate for next week's show to find out whether I've managed to get decent pillows or not.
But I'll give them a reason to come back. You gotta give me a
second. It certainly does, yeah.
It's like a soap.
Don't worry about the brilliant music or anything.
No.
just wait with bated breath to find out whether I got a good night's sleep in a bed of my own making. Anyway, we've ended up talking longer than I wanted to. Now we're playing two songs in a row, Tony. Listen out for Ashley Weeks. First up, we've got a band called The Blind Shake, and I believe I've got their CD next to me. I have. This came through from Slovenly Records. Hello, Slovenly. Thank you very much for sending this through. Hello to Joe in particular. This came out, well, a couple of months ago. A 9-track CD. I don't think we played this song before, but I can't remember which song we did play before. And I hope we haven't played this one before, but it doesn't matter that much because it's good. I like it. Mm. What is The Blind Shake's website?
TheBlindShake.com.
It is.
Mm.
Tony 4, Paulie B's Net 3. That's a bit of pressure. This is Yellow. I'm alive, I can't forget. I've got my word.
face.
Broken dreams and broken homes, broken hearts and broken bones. Little girls and little boys, little white lies, little choice. Never happy, never free, never ending misery. Nowhere, nowhere to go. We are lost inhabitants of planet grass. We're lost inhabitants, not a lot. We're lost inhabitants of planet grass. Waiting for something to believe. Underground and under threat, under pain and under dress. Got no future, got no hope, got no money, got no dough. Giving up, I'm giving in, giving up on everything. Nowhere, nowhere to go. We're lost in habitats of planet grass. Lost in habitats, not enough. We're lost in habitats of planet grass. Waiting for something to believe.
Listening to the Rhys Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job. The Benji's read, Tony.
That's all right.
That was Ashley Reeks and a track called Waiting for Someone to Believe in. I know I am. It's going to be another 5 years at least. Did you see what I did there?
I did.
Also, something you might not have noticed, but there's a certain amount, I haven't said this for a while, but there's a certain amount of symmetry about this week's show in that the first band started with a letter at the end of the alphabet. And track number two was a band that started with letter A. Song eight, the one we just played, is a band that starts with letter A. And the last band we're playing this week is with a band who have a, who start with an initial at the end of the alphabet. And the middle five songs all featured bands that have the as a prefix.
You're boggling my mind.
I'm clutching at straws. But believe it or not, I actually did that on purpose. It's amazing, isn't it? I looked at the track list and I thought, oh, you know what? I could do it like that, and then that'd be like that, and that'd be like that, and then I could talk for a minute.
Right. Excellent.
You're not really helping me this week, Tony. There's some big gaps here when you're doing nothing. Have you got a twat for? Oh, sorry. Hang on. But that was Ashley Reeks. From his latest album. Now, is it called This Is Planet Grot? Yes, it is, I think. And the reason I played an Ashley Reeks song is because I noticed Metal Postcard. This is another freaky deaky moment. Mm-hmm. Metal Postcard, who are the people that introduced us to Cambodian rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Tony?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Are for some reason now punting Ashley Reeks around the place. Is it a direct result of hearing him on Punky Regular?
Because he's English, isn't he?
Yeah, and I do believe that we played an Ashley Reeks track on that Cambodian record special.
Oh.
We could be uniting fans and bands across the lands here, Tone.
Great.
In possibly its extremist moment. Not its moment of extremists, which is very different. Right. Anyway, what's Ashley Weeks' website?
AshleyWeeks.com.
Yeah, and I asked you about Blind Shade, didn't I? So, blimey, that's Tony 5, Paul being Internet 3.
There you go.
Oh, God.
It's all right.
I don't like losing. I might resign.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Go on then, let's hear it.
Thanks for your twats. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. As suspected last week, we did get a twat through. Not surprising. And it's from Sussex Saint.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
And he says, hi, Tony. Given the political landscape we now live in, the past week couldn't go by without a political twat being nominated. Here's my top twats of last week.
Oh,
a list of twats in fourth
right,
place.
Right. Well, let's count down. How many are there?
Four.
Right. Number four.
Ed Miliband for misjudging the nation's mistrust and animosity towards the Scots.
At three.
Nigel Farage for doing the decent thing and resigning and then unresigning 3 days later. The obvious metaphors of Jesus means he really has gone off his head.
At number two.
Just off the top spot, Ed Balls. By all accounts, thought he was never under any threat within his constituency, so didn't bother to do any canvassing. End result, unemployed.
And he's a suitable number two. Number one.
And the big winner or loser in first place, Nick Clegg. For being completely deluded, thinking he would be forgiven for going into coalition in the national interest as opposed to self-interest, a classic example of someone living in a bubble, unable to heed the warnings of ultimate oblivion. Ah, there you go.
I've got no problem with any of that. At all.
Well, David Cameron's not even on the list.
It's an excuse to do that as well.
It is, of course.
Which, for those of you who might wonder what I was doing, there was the theme for Top of the Pops, but was also a whole lot of love by Led Zeppelin.
It was,
wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but David Cameron didn't hit a peer on it. I guess that was just maybe too obvious there. A twat.
Either that or Sussex Saints a fucking Tory.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think he is. No. I think he's such an enormous twat, not Sussex Saint David Cameron, that you can't actually bring yourself to make him a twat because he would break the very fabric of twat and space.
Mm.
And there would be some kind of, there'd be a break in the space twat continuum.
It's like typing Google into Google and the world disintegrates.
Oh, hell, teeth on a motorcycle. Absolutely. Well, anyway, go for it. I'm with Sussex 8 on this one.
Yeah, so for being completely deluded, thinking he would be forgiven to go into coalition in the national interest. Nick Clegg.
Oh, sorry, we're having Nick Clegg as the one, are we? We're not doing the whole lot.
He's the number one. Do you want the whole lot?
I think they should all be.
Well, I'll do more than. So, yeah. So in descending order, Ed Miliband, Nigel Farage, Ed Balls, and of course Nick Clegg for all the reasons aforementioned from all around the country, probably London, in the UK,
is a twat. Right.
You can't argue with it.
No, you can't argue with it. I agree entirely with Sussex Saint. If only we had as many good twats as that.
Yeah. It was a disappointing day. I voted. I enjoyed it. I sat down thinking this is going to be really exciting. But because everyone says we're going to be so close, that who knows what's going to happen, you know?
Well, I did. I was one of those people that thought we would end up with a coalition of some sort.
Yeah. And 1 minute past 10, we watched the Channel 4 coverage, which was really good.
Yeah, see, I can't watch that. We're trying to be funny coverage.
It was actually pretty good.
I had Kimbleby on and right. Vi, the big hitters.
I saw the eat my hat moment.
Oh,
after
yeah.
The exit polls.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, all those shy Tories.
It is pathetic. Anyway, that's enough of that.
There you go.
More twats, please. Last track this week. Absolutely brilliant way to finish this week. UK subs time.
Excellent.
That's right, UK subs. From their latest album, Yellow Leader, which means, obviously, this is album number 25. because there's 26 okay. letters in the proper alphabet. Right, you're listening, Wales. And,
right. proper alphabet.
Yeah, in the proper, there's 26 letters in the, you don't trust anybody from any country that doesn't have 26 letters in their alphabet. All right?
Fair enough.
I found this out to be true. So, and UK subs are on their 25th album, because they did their albums alphabetically, which means that the next album will start with a Z. Or a Z, if you're from somewhere that doesn't speak English quite properly, but does still have 26 letters in the alphabet and excellent burgers.
Good.
You know, it's weird, isn't it? I sometimes...
So it's alphabet and burgers, really, that...
I'm such a hypocrite. Yeah. If they've got good burgers and 26 letters in the alphabet, they're all right. As far as I'm concerned.
They could govern the country.
Oh, do you know what? I couldn't do worse.
Nope.
There's certain policies that I would bring in, but that's for another day, Tony. We need to get on this track. So this is not the title track, but the first track on this album. We played a few of it already. Do get hold of it. This has come by Captain Oi Records. Hello to Mark from Captain Oi, and thank you very much for sending this through. Here goes, Tony. Last chance this week. You've won it anyway. Do you want to make it a thrashing? Let's see. What is UK Subs website?
UKSubs.co.uk.
It's Tony 6, probably being Internet 3. I'm going for a little cry. This is Sick Velveteen. That was UK Subs, Tony. That's about it for this week. You've depressed me in that last section by reminding me of everything that's wrong, not only with me, but the country, but also by the fact you've beaten me 6-3. I'm not happy about that. Next week, we're gonna play 9 bands you've never heard of before from all different countries that are all on weird websites, just for revenge. I'm very, very disappointed. I've got a question for you.
Go on, then.
What internet stations carry this show?
Well, we're on three. One's Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K.
Hang on. Let's do them in reverse order. Number three.
Three, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com.
Number two.
And Radio Andrea is called up at number two, radioandrea.se.
Number one.
Coming up from the good old UK, tbfmonline.co.uk.
I might see some of you about here and there, somewhere or other, without any real plans going on. That's pretty much how I feel this week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Kapoo! Kapoo!
But you can't, yeah.